Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Oh, I have so much to share with you today, and I am so happy that you're with us. I am amazingly happy that you're with us because I wouldn't want you to miss any part of today's show. And if you missed the first hour, we were out talking again with my favorite guest. And that's an awful thing to say when you know how many guests I have that I really adore. But how many people do you know whose title is Chief Skunk? I mean, you got to love that. Robert Pinoli, Chief Skunk. He is the head of the Skunk Train in California. And we had him on in the last hour for a real serious update on what's really going on in California. Because if you watch the news, from a tourism point of view, you probably have crossed off California because of the fires, Texas and Louisiana because of the floods, and maybe parts of Alabama and Mississippi, Florida because of the hurricane, Puerto Rico and Virgin Islands, U.S. Virgin Islands, and the British Virgin Islands that also got hit badly, nobody mentions. And they're lucky nobody mentions it, because when you listen to these people, you would think there is absolutely nothing left anywhere, and you'd be out of your mind to go to any of these places probably in the next year or longer. And that's not the case. It's just not the case. We're going to have on Clarissa Jimenez, the CEO of the Puerto Rico Hotel Association, again soon. We've just had her on twice, 2 weeks apart. I saw a thing on one of the big cable news channels just the other day that said there is 100% unemployment in Puerto Rico. If that's the case, who is, I don't know, should I say manning or peopling? If I say manning, don't get feministically upset with me. Who is manning the hotels that are 100% full in Puerto Rico, caring for all the people who are hotel guests at the moment who work for FEMA and are first responders? Who's feeding them? Who's cooking in the kitchens? Who is that working in the Puerto Rico Hotel Association's office with Clarissa Jimenez? So when you see these things like there's 100% unemployment, you kind of feel like Puerto Rico is gone. And by the way, she shared with us that of the 70 hotels, the 70 hospitals in Puerto Rico, 45 of them, when we had her on last week, were fully operational on 100% electric power. And 25 are operational, working off of generators. So, you know, you have to be careful about what you listen to, because not everything is really verifiable fact. And the tragedy of it is that there are many destinations, New York City not the least of them, which benefit dramatically from tourism. So when somebody starts slandering a destination and making you think you can't go there, you're really closing them down forever. And as an object lesson, there is a really good chance that I'm going to take my bones, because it's the first available opportunity given our calendars, to Puerto Rico in January, just to prove the point. So you keep up with me, and we'll keep getting folks in Puerto Rico and Florida and the U.S. Virgin Islands' biggest problem at the moment is their cell phones and their telephone lines. They've got some serious problems there. A wonderful destination that we just don't pay enough attention to. But in the meantime, if you're a traveler, at some point during the year, whether you're traveling for business or pleasure, you're going to end up in New York City. And there's so many reasons to come to New York City, and you know what they are: food, theater, museums, shopping. Did I mention shopping? And shopping also. Just a wonderful place to come and visit and replenish your spirit and pick up the energy that is New York City. And if you're going to do that, you just might want to do what I like to do, and that's stay at a place that whisks you off to another era of genteel and luxurious living. And we're going to go off and talk with the general manager of the Plaza Athenae in New York City after this.
What's up, Doc?
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrilled to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes projected on the big screen while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
I am in a gorgeous suite. Actually, I've sort of in my mind removed the beautiful furnishings, one of which I think I might keep, and that's a very Napoleonic style desk, the likes of which I have seen in museums in Paris and in a friend's home in a little town called Nérac in the southwest of France, about an hour and a half northwest of Toulouse. My friend Sophie Dupré de Pomerez, or as my French friends would say, ooh la la, her family owns a chateau in the southwest of France, and it is furnished with the original furnishings from 400 years ago. So there's all this Napoleonic yummy stuff all over the house. Generally, you pay your admission at the door to get in. But I've got a desk like that in this suite. I want to take it home with me. Better still, what I really want to do is I want to take out, not because it's not lovely and comfortable, but because it's not mine, the sofas in the living room and transport my sofas over. And with a little bit of tiny rearrangement, I could live in this suite. I mean, make a great apartment. And I'll bet it's bigger than most Manhattan apartments that people are used to, because both of my children at one time lived in Manhattan, and they lived in the size of a big linen closet and was called an apartment. So this is luxury living for sure. And what a charming and wonderful hotel. In addition, I did something that would upset my cousin Jerry. You know, I tell you about my cousin Jerry all the time. I love him. He's very special. But anytime I order crab cakes, anywhere but from a restaurant somewhere around the Chesapeake Bay, in Maryland or Northern Virginia or maybe in Delaware, if we're somewhere else in the world and there's crab cakes on the menu and I'm with him and I go to tell the waitress or waiter I would like the crab cakes, he looks at the waiter and says, no, she doesn't want that. If you're from Maryland, you understand. I don't have to explain it. There are no crab cakes in the world like you get there. But I'm going to tell you, when I see crab cakes on the menu, I am drawn to it. And I had to have a meal here in this hotel in order to be able to talk about the service and the ambience and the menu. And so we had lunch in the Plaza Athenae today just so I could talk about it. And I ordered the crab cakes. So Mr. David Cohen, general manager of the Plaza Athenae, I need to give you my report on your crab cakes.
Okay, fair enough.
Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
A++.
Really?
Superb. Okay. And take that from a crab cake aficionado.
Okay, so the chef survives to work another week.
Well, you know, it's more than just that, because a lot of times there are very skilled, wonderful chefs in a kitchen, but they have management somewhere leaning on them. So what comes out called a crab cake is really either potato puree almost, like a not too thick mashed potato, or a lot of bread stuffing. And then somebody gets a package of lump crab meat and a tweezer. and they take shreds of crab on this tweezer, and they gently and lightly insert these shreds of crab into the stuffing or potatoes and make it into a patty, and they cook it up. And what comes to the table is basically, you know, a potato burger with some crab meat shreds in it. And there is at least one cruise line that, if you email me, I will tell you which one it is, who will put on the menu, very big, very famous cruise line. Not known for its food particularly, but for its fun, you know. But all cruises are fun. When you order it, you're getting Charlie tuna with a little bit of crab in it. And they just figure people aren't smart enough to know the difference between tuna and crab. But I know, honey. I know what I know. And I know when it's not good. And it has to go back to the kitchen. So I took my chances. And this was 100% crab. I mean, maybe it was 99.9% crab because, egg or something had to be holding it together. But delicious.
Well, I think that for us, the rule of thumb for the overall hotel, whether it's food and beverage or it's any aspect of the hotel, if you're going to do it right. And just don't cut corners. And we don't really believe in cutting corners. And I think that, you know, we spoke a couple times over the year, you know, from a distance, and that you actually finally got here and you could see it for, you know, yourself and touch it and hopefully not steal the desk that you're staring at right now.
Oh, honey, I love this desk.
But I'm confident.
My birthday's in January.
I'm very confident that my head of security will maintain the security of that desk.
Stay with me. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. We're at the Plaza Athenae in New York City, a place you need to stay at. Don't leave me.
Bring your family and friends to the most exciting musical celebration of the season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall, December 5th through the 31st. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200. Order online at bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls, and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
What's up, Doc?
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes, projected on the big screen, while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and Save 15%. Valid through May 2018.
What's new? City, baby, are you having a grand old time? You know this little old town I've been hanging round, cozy's plumb down at nine. What's happening up there in old Times Square? Is it good to have me call? What's new in New York City, baby? Do you miss my love at all? Everybody knows how much I love that old country life.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I couldn't cut.
I have the joy of getting to know David Cohen, who is the general manager of the Plaza Athenee Hotel in New York City. Face to face, because we've done a couple of interviews by telephone, and you know, I had him back more than once because there's so much to talk about here. And now that I'm here, oh my goodness, there is so much to talk about. First of all, your staff is amazing.
We're very proud of them.
Well, and well, you should be, because you know, I have the advantage of being like the bumblebee that goes from flower to flower, and I can't tell you how many hotels that have wonderful reputations, because, I mean, I start by picking places I want to know better by their reputation and by what they look like they're offering. You know how many hotels there are, not just in New York, but globally, where there are people who are doormen, and generally they're men. It's rare when there's a woman at the door, but it does happen in some places. Nice to see. Doesn't happen all the time. And then it's like it's a doorman's convention. They're all talking to each other. And sometimes they're not even outside. They're talking to each other inside. And their backs are to the door. And I wind up, you know, all of my muscles are in my brain. They're not in my arms. And they're not my legs for sure. And for me to open some of these doors, I need two guys who drive Mack trucks, who really, you know, who could change a tire with one hand, to come and open the door for me. So if the doorman's not there, and heaven forbid I have a package in my hand, or a suitcase I'm rolling about or something, and it's like, anybody here care to open a door today? Your people are so paying attention at the front door, out on the sidewalk, inside the lobby, at the reception desk, just walking down the hall. One of the things I love to do when I leave my accommodation anywhere in the world and there's a housekeeper in the hallway, I like to say, who can say good morning first? And I know in many places, if I didn't say good morning, that person would not have acknowledged me in the hallway. That's not a plus. The friendliest, sweetest lady I've ever met, I interfaced with this morning in this hallway. You are so on top of the quality of the training level here that it all comes out natural and sincere, and it's just gorgeous. Bravo.
Well, thank you very much, but I give all the credit to the staff, the team, the leadership. I'm just the overseer of great things, but I'm very proud of everyone.
You're adorable.
And at the same time, it's for you to be here and get a chance to experience it. You know, it gives me a lot of pride in the properties, because I know that when you don't like something or you see something bad, you are far from shy and you'll say it. And I felt confident that if there were things that we weren't doing right, you'd tell me. And I would take that as an educational opportunity, not as an insult. And so I'm happy to see that we're scoring well with you.
No, I haven't come across anything that needs improvement, quite frankly. I mean, everything is functioning top drawer, top level. And you're right. And when I see something that's wrong, I will go to the GM with it. As opposed to far too many people in media and who think social media is the place to go to tell people there was only one bar of soap in the bathroom, or there were, you know, there was only one towel, one big towel or whatever. Half the time when somebody sends me something and says, go read this, I wonder if the people who wrote it online have ever traveled in their entire lives. Because if you check into a room, especially in a hotel where they get a lot of business people and they cater to one person in the room, you will see it set up for one person. Pick up the phone and tell the front desk, could you please send me up 82 pillows? And you'll have them within the next hour.
Well, my after, you know, 30 plus years of running hotels around the world, the simple fact is that anybody who tells you, you know, the hotel's perfect is lying. We're not perfect. No hotel is perfect. For me, it's not the fact that things do go wrong. And I accept that, and the team accepts that. And my logic is, you don't want anything to go wrong, but in the real world, things do go wrong.
So you fix it.
And my management style is that I don't want to hear that something went wrong. I want to hear, what did you do to make it better? And I want that guest responded to quickly, and I want it happening before they leave the hotel. And any true guest will turn around, and if there is a serious problem or there's a simple problem, they'll mention it. And if they do that to us, we will correct it. But if they don't tell us, we're not mind readers.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because that's such an important point. I hear this all the time. What is the point of going home with your negative story when it's the general manager people, the buck stops there. That's who you want to talk to and get it resolved while you're in the hotel to your satisfaction. That's the way you make it happen. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
In New York City, baby, are you having a grand old time? You know this little old town I've been hanging round, cozy's plumbed down at nine. What's happening up there in old Times Square? Is it good to have me call? What's new in New York City, baby? Do you miss my love at all? Everybody knows how much I love that old country life. I couldn't cut
big red apple with another big old butcher knife.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, one in four people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Jamaica Tourist Board.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Plan your trip to Jamaica. See your travel agent or go to visitjamaica.com.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray and ballyhoo, lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of the subway train, the rattle of the taxis, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning.
Manhattan, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am at the Plaza Athenae in New York City, a place that gets some very fancy pants guests, by the way. After all, we're here. But it is a magnet for people who are well-traveled and know what it is to experience pampering care that isn't obtrusive. That's an important issue because sometimes there are hotels I have been at where I think they think fawning is looking after you well. And the best way to be looked after is when people are observant, they're paying attention, they're anticipating your need before you recognize you have it. But they're not hanging over your shoulder and breathing down your neck. And so that's an important thing. I have with me in this gorgeous suite that we are in, where it's nice and quiet and comfortable for us to chat, David Cohen, who is the general manager of the Plaza Athenae. What is the physical street addresses and cross streets and whatnot here?
Well, we're located on East 64th Street, Manhattan, wedged right between Madison Avenue and Park Avenue. It's a quiet, private street, and you can walk 200 yards and you're on the famed Madison Avenue, and you can shop until you drop.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can walk the other direction and be on Park Avenue and just observe the luxury of Manhattan. And from here to Times Square is an easy ride, and to Lower Manhattan is even easier if you take any of the mass transit available. But, you know, our people are here to, you know, judge what you need before you tell us you need it. And that's why they're observant. That's why they watch, whether you're in Bar Sen, sitting around in our central lounge area, our restaurant Arabelle, or you decide to hide away in the Valmont Spa on the second floor of the hotel, which is just a great soothing experience. And within the hotel, you forget you're in New York City. Within the spa, within the hotel, you forget you're in this country. And that's what makes it exciting.
Well, but I feel that way, and I'm not really a spa person, but I do understand why people do spa.
I'm not a spa person either.
Oh, I know. You told me that story. I relate to all of it.
What I do is
I have to love you before I can let you put your hands all over my body.
Correct. And I've learned that the best way, since I am not traditionally a spa person of any sort, I select different managers in the hotel. And on a monthly basis, I send them in for some kind of treatment, and then they come to my office to tell me how it was. That's how I learn about the spa. So I don't have to go there. I can depend on my people to tell me how good it is. And from the amount of business that it does on a daily basis, I know that it's excellent because, you know, the age-defining creams that they offer still are something that I think about, dream about, but I'll never use. But other people have found youth in them, and I wish them the best of luck with it. It's great. So I'll still operate my hotel, walk the property every day, and look for everything I can. When a guest has really got having a great time, they can find me and tell me. And when they're having some kind of challenge, they can equally find me. It's not like a hide-in office. I'm always on the property.
And that's an interesting point, too, because I have, you know, I go out of my way to ignore, not give focus to, not waste time with, talking about things that aren't wonderful. I mean, what is the point of that? I mean, we'd never have time for things that are wonderful if we paid attention to all the things that aren't wonderful.
Life is too short.
That's it, you know. So I leave that to other people that, you know, report on travel and the newsmakers. But, you know, when you're talking about, you know, keeping up with what's going on and sending people out to experience things so you can know about it, that's essentially what, you know, I do in getting the information from the horse's mouth, because I interview the real experts, and they are the people that are working with the tourism board, that are working in the hotels, that are delivering the products, the service, the experience that the guest is having. Because, you know, otherwise you wind up interviewing people who wrote a book, went somewhere once, and you're getting one man's opinion that, you know, and what you love, I may not care for at all. And we're talking about spas, and there are people out there holding their heads like, what's wrong with those people? Don't they know what a wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating, fabulous experience this is? Yes, that's why it's here.
That's
for you.
For me, it's testing the bar and the lounge. That's very relaxing, very therapeutic, and I can see more people than just myself. No need to see myself.
I'll tell you, though, this is not the only hotel in New York City that has a historic early 1900s, Gilded Age kind of a feel about it. It certainly is a magnificent property, and it is extraordinarily well managed, and your staff is wonderful. But we arrived here yesterday, and I already feel like I'm in Europe. Because there is, you look at the woodwork and you look at, you know, all the architectural, as my Irish friends would say, bits and bobs. You know, when we were having lunch, and I'm so glad that we went and we had lunch, because you have all these pocket doors, sliding doors all over the place. And, you know, I live a very rich fantasy life. I was already locking off doors here and there and running a private party. Or moving out in the place where we had lunch, there were probably six tables, maybe, if it's that much, maybe it was five. And I had already had somebody move out all the tables, put in one big round table for 10 people, and have like a private dining something, whatever, in this room, just us.
That will be tonight for some guests that have already planned that. So by tonight, those sliding doors and those little private nicks and crannies turn into something else, because it's a constant changing environment, because we go and adapt to what our guests want, not what we want to sell them. We want them to tell us what they'd like, and we create it. Tonight, that same room you had lunch in will change its entire presentation to something completely different because of clients wanting it to be differently set up for the next opportunity.
But that room could easily find its twin sister in a chateau in France, a castle in Ireland, someplace in Scotland, up in some wonderful, like, Balmoral Castle, the Queen's
That's
home.
It.
Which you can actually get to visit people as long as she's not in residence. And, it has this elegance, but this is New York City, so it's not stuffy, dodgy, you know, like you feel like don't get crumbs on the tablecloth or somebody will hit you.
We don't mind crumbs. We're there to clean them up as fast as you put them down.
That happens to be very true, by the way.
Very important.
That happens to be very true.
You know, there is no perfect and clean eaters. People make messes. Our job is to make it look like you're a clean eater, and it's okay. That's what we're paid for.
By the way, speaking of crumbs, I want the recipe from your chef for that. I don't know. It was a dark brown bread, so I don't know if it was pumpernickel or what, but it was a dark brown roll that had walnuts and cranberries and... Oh, my word. I could have made a meal just on those.
I will ask Chef Al to send it to you by tomorrow,
please.
Guaranteed.
Thank you very much. And I will share it with my audiences. Go check out our chef blog, people, and all the food and stories about food that we do online, because food is a very important issue when you're traveling. Now, in New York City, it's tough to get a bad meal because there's so much competition in New York City that a place without good food goes out of business. So to some degree, unless you're looking for something extraordinary or, you know, very well defined in some special little narrowly defined niche, you could just about walk in anywhere and get good food. So any hotel that serves food has to do something extraordinarily well, because otherwise, you know, people have a lot of choices. Just walk out the front door.
That's it. 18,000 restaurants just on the island to choose from. So, you know, we're not the only game in town, so we better do it a little bit better than everyone else if we want to at least keep people dining with us. And they do, so we're happy about that.
Hang on what I mentioned. We're going to take a break and come right back, and we're going to pick up with what I mentioned. Don't leave me, people. Stephanie Abrams here, talking with James Fallon.
Until the dawn, good night, baby, good night, the milkman's on his way, sleep tight, my baby, sleep tight, let's call it a day.
It's here, Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Now through October 29th, this unique rail car offers an experience like no other. Passengers aboard Amtrak's world-famous Adirondack service can experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage as this popular annual tradition continues along one of the most scenic train rides in the world. The car features an upper level with windows on all sides to provide panoramic views of the changing colors of the trees, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain, and breathtaking views of the Adirondack Mountains between Albany and Montreal. Seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Advance reservations are required. In addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted railfare. Details at Amtrak.com. It's Amtrak's Adirondack Dome Car, running from Albany Rensselaer New York train station to Montreal, Canada. But book now, as the last day is October 29th. Amtrak.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Cars. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the Village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The Village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel, Rumors, from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
In the heart of little old New York, you'll find a thoroughfare. It's the part of little old New York that runs into Times Square. Our crazy quilt that Wall Street Jack built. If you've got a little time to spare, I'd like to take you there. Come and meet those dancing feet. On the avenue I'm taking you to, 42nd Street.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have the pleasure of talking with James Fallon, who's the Director of Sales and Marketing, here at the Plaza Athenae Hotel in New York City, a really wonderful place. You were starting a sentence.
Yes. One of the things, Stephanie, that you mentioned with David before about is customer engagement, how you felt when you checked in, which to us is music to our ears, and we really appreciate that feedback. The key to true customer engagement is listening. And in our opinion, customers give you a lot of feedback, or they let you know what they need. It doesn't matter if it's the head of state, famous entertainer, CEO, CFO, COO. It doesn't matter. Regular guests coming in for a social event, they will let you know upon hello what their anticipation is. Oh, and by the way, it's my wife's birthday, it's my anniversary, just in a general conversation. And so in an unofficial, just a genuine engagement. You find that a lot about the guests you just welcomed into your lobby. Once we know that, it's without being intrusive with the guests or being seen with the guests, we can go, and we do go behind the scenes to make sure that these points are acted upon.
Let me just cut in with a little something that happened when we arrived. I have checked into, I can't tell you how many hundreds of hotels probably every year. So, and I've been to a lot of fancy pants places that think they got it down pat. This is the first hotel anywhere in the world where, as I was coming in, my husband was standing watching the luggage being sorted out to come into the hotel, and I came into the lobby, and the person at the door opened the door, and somebody was waiting on the other side who waltzed me over and said, I forget the guy's name, forgive me, I should have remembered, so-and-so is going to check you in. I've never had a doorman walk me over to introduce me to who's going to check you in now, so have a seat here at this desk, and you know, we'll get you all sorted out. It was like, I was, I don't know, fine luggage that was being transported with velvet gloves through the process. It wasn't come in, look around, figure it out for yourself.
Well, you know, Stephanie, you pretty much identified those engagement and touch points. And then, of course, you go through the guest reception, you're escorted to your room. Well, by that point, we've learned a lot about how to make you happy during your stay, what's important to you during your stay. And even if we don't get 100% of an idea of what's important for you at that moment, the whole key to this hotel and why this hotel is successful is, you know, it's on a residential block. The whole key is if you're on a residential block, you make everyone feel like they're at home. If they feel like they're at home, they feel comfortable, our guests interact with our staff, whether it's the housekeepers, whether it's the security team, in any department. We enjoy that. One, it's fun for us, and two, it makes us feel we have the opportunity to deliver more.
Well, talking about delivering more, any property that uses Bulgari soaps and amenities in the bathroom has got me from the first time I walk into that portion of my accommodation. But New York City, like London, like Paris, like so many other places, can be a noisy place. You know, the only difference in the sirens is that in Paris they go, ew, ew. But, you know, you're going to hear the noise.
True.
Well, I don't know what kind of glazing they did in the bedroom. You don't hear anything. You don't hear anything. And there was stuff going on outside that I was aware was going on outside, some ambulance or something, you know, typical New York City siren-y stuff. You didn't hear that in the bedroom. So bless your hearts for the good night's sleep. Because when it comes down to it, the primary reason you need a hotel is you need a place to sleep. And everything that comes along is a bonus.
Well, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that, Stephanie, because a lot of customers, as they check out and we say goodbye, usually mention the staff, the friendliness, the service, but they do mention the lack of noise and the fact that they can have a good night's sleep. And a lot of guests put that first.
Yeah, well, yeah, because if you've got an important event the next day, or you just, your important event is you're going to three museums and a play, you got to be in your best shape to do all that activity and stay awake. So, yeah, you're going to come back again, aren't you?
I certainly will.
And next time we talk, I want to talk to your chef.
Absolutely.
And I want to talk about those wonderful brown rolls. We are talking about the Plaza Athenaeum in New York City.
Come back next week. Got to fly now.
It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.